After choosing forgiveness, what should happen next? There is no single answer that fits every relationship. A wise next step depends on the nature of the wrongdoing, the person's response, the level of trust, the possibility of repair, and the presence or absence of safety. The next step may be renewed conversation. It may be a written apology. It may be restitution. It may be mediated dialogue. It may be limited contact. It may be a stronger boundary. It may be reporting misconduct. It may be ending a role or responsibility. It may be waiting without taking further relational action. To discern a wise next step, begin with prayer and truth. Ask, what actually happened? Is the harm continuing? Has the person accepted responsibility? Is repentance visible? Has the person respected previous boundaries? What evidence of change is present? What risks remain? Then distinguish forgiveness, trust, reconciliation, and restoration. Forgiveness asks, what personal vengeance am I releasing into God's hands? Trust asks, what confidence is currently reasonable based on demonstrated conduct? Reconciliation asks, is a restored relationship possible with truth, willingness, repentance, and safety? Restoration asks, should the person return to a previous position, responsibility, or level of access? A person may be forgiven and reconciled without being restored to every former responsibility. For example, a leader who seriously misused authority may receive forgiveness and remain part of the Christian community while not returning to leadership. A family member may be treated with mercy while having limited access to children, finances, or private information. A wise next step should protect love and truth rather than merely reduce discomfort. Sometimes, Christians rush toward reconciliation because unresolved conflict feels uncomfortable, but ending discomfort is not the same as achieving peace. Jeremiah warned about those who say, peace, peace, when there is no peace. True peace is not produced by hiding the truth. A wise next step may be small. It may be, I will pray before responding. I will speak with a mature pastor. I will document what happened. I will communicate one clear boundary. I will not meet privately with this person. I will allow time for change behavior to become visible. I will apologize for my part without accepting false blame. I will remain open to future reconciliation without promising it today. Wisdom does not always produce a simple ending. Sometimes the faithful next step is to remain patient, truthful, guarded, and prayerful. You do not need to solve the entire relationship today. Ask Christ to show you the next faithful step. Then take that step in grace, truth, courage, humility, and peace.